Chapter 1. This New American Life, Generation Y and the Great Recession. Dr. Hibbert, to raise the money, we'll need a bond issue. Lisa, but won't that shift a burden to your children? Bart, no, you idiot. We just pay with another bond issue. Points to Maggie. Let her figure out someone to dump it on. Maggie looks to her side and sees nobody sitting next to her. She crosses her arms. The Simpsons, Season 19, E. Pluribus Wiggum. Shane Patrick has been volunteering at Occupy Wall Street for several months. He sits in its Manhattan office, just a block away from the New York Stock Exchange, hunched over a computer with two internet browsers running simultaneously. Occupy is a protest movement that has spread around the world. It has no single message or leader, but channels a growing dissatisfaction with economic inequality and government policies that favor a small and privileged segment of the population. The office is like most in downtown Manhattan, a maze of cubicles bordered by glass-encased offices, gray carpeting, fluorescent lighting. But there are also posters emblazoned with "We the 99%, a slogan the movement has taken on to highlight how most of the world's wealth is held by just 1% of its inhabitants. When Shane is not responding to emails from media organizations and volunteers anxious to help Occupy, he switches to the other browser for his ongoing job search. He's been looking for work, almost any kind of work, for more than a year. He's 32 years old, has 15 years of work experience, and becomes more frustrated every day. Shane grew up as the only child in a working-class family in Queens, New York, and didn't want to rely on his parents after high school, so he moved straight into the job market. He booked concerts for bands and worked on their publicity campaigns. As time went on, he tried his hand in other fields, including social work. He served as a